A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights. I have endowed him with my spirit, that he may bring true justice to the nations. He does not cry out or shout aloud, or make his voice heard in the streets. He does not break the crushed reed, nor quench the wavering flame. Faithfully he brings true justice. He will neither waver nor be crushed until true justice is established on earth, for the islands are awaiting his law. I, the Lord, have called you to serve the cause of right. I have taken you by the hand and formed you. I have appointed you as covenant of the people and light of the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to free captives from prison, and those who live in darkness from the dungeon. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Responsorial Psalm. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Oh, give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of water, the voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The God of glory thunders in his temple, they all cry, glory. The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter addressed Cornelius and his household. The truth I have now come to realize, he said, is that God does not have favorites, but that anybody of any nationality who fears God and does what is right is acceptable to him. It is true God sent his word to the people of Israel, and it was to them that the good news of peace was brought by Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is Lord of all men. You must have heard about the recent happenings in Judea, about Jesus of Nazareth, and how he began in Galilee after John had been preaching baptism. God had anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. And because God was with him, Jesus went about doing good and curing all who had fallen into the power of the devil. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. John tried to dissuade him. It is I who need baptism from you, he said. And yet you come to me. But Jesus replied, leave it like this for the time being. It is fitting that we should, in this way, do all that the righteousness demands. At this, John gave in to him. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and suddenly the heavens opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him. And a voice spoke from heaven, "This is my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on him." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. "This is my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on him." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Each and every one of you will have burned into your memories dates, various times that mark significant moments in your life. Some may be happy, some may be sad. But there's one, I think, that many of us leave off that list. And it is one that has shaped our lives from the moment we received the sacrament of baptism. We'll celebrate other events in our lives, or we'll remember them at least. But I wonder how many of you this morning mark the anniversary of your baptism by some form of celebration. Or do you know the date of your baptism? I discovered that mine anniversary of my baptism falls on Valentine's Day. And ever since I went to the bother of finding out, it has made it a very special day in my life. Because it's the anniversary of reflecting on those words that God offered to his Son at the baptism, at his baptism, "This is my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on him." This is my beloved Son. A changing and a very, very important day in the life of Christ, the date of his baptism, because it also marked the beginning of his public life. The voice from heaven confirmed to him something that he already knew, but hit with an enormous force. "This is my Son, the Beloved, my favor rests on me." And we're told in the Gospel of John, the heavens were opened. The baptism of Christ was a turning point in his life. Brought a closure to the hidden life he had in Nazareth, and he began his public mission. A mission that is entrusted to us too, every one of us on our baptism day. That we are marked out to be a follower of Christ. That God is our Father that we don't find him, he finds us. And he gives us that greeting, you are my beloved son, my favor rests on you. So maybe it's something that we might consider to find out when our baptism date is and mark it accordingly, or at least with the same enthusiasm as you would mark other significant days in your life. The feast of the baptism of our Lord says to us, it's an invitation to link ourselves with Christ, that Christ is the vine, we are the branches. Without him we can do nothing. And it's very significant that Jesus himself asked to be baptized by John. You wonder why. What's the significance of that? It's Christ's way of trying to symbolize his desire to identify with us. At the same time, he is filled with the Holy Spirit. But identifying with our human nature in our own lives, we find that somebody who identifies with us and to our situation, we find it easier to connect with that person. It may be that we feel at ease with them, that they will understand our needs, understand where we are in a particular time in our lives. And that's the reason why Christ has insisted that he be baptized by John. John is objecting to it. He said, you are Christ, I'm the one who follows you. But Jesus insists that John, he is baptized by John to identify with the human nature of mankind. And so when we identify with somebody, we feel that they are closer to us and that we can empathize with them too, and they with us. Our baptism is a turning point in our lives. We are for Christ. He takes us with him and tells us that he is with us to the end of time. One of the readings of baptism, and also at Requiem Mass, the opening line of one of John's letters, think of the love the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children, for that is what we are. That's a lovely word, lavish. It goes beyond the ordinary. It smothers us with care and with the love of God. Think of the love the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children. And that's what happens with us at our baptism. And why at a baptismal service the paschal candle is lit and the baptismal candle is taken from that, transferring the light of Christ into the life of the newly baptized. For Jesus it is a turning point, and for us too it's a turning point. It's an invitation that Christ takes us and welcomes us into his family, gives us the right to call God Abba, Abba Father, and has promised to be with us, to encourage us and to support us in that invitation and in that calling to be his follower. The Spirit of God descends on Jesus, and a voice from heaven proclaims, this is my Son, the Beloved, my favor rests on him. The very same thing happens to us too when we are baptized, and so we have every reason to rejoice.